Okay, what are we talking about today, Mr. Sloan?
Talking about leadership as always, but specifically about the pilgrimage we just went on up and down the coast, back and forth through our lives and my past and everything, all that. Family, friends, associates.
Were you on a pilgrimage to somewhere or from something or both?
Interesting question. Both, because from smoke to a variety of people, really, and kind of reconciling with the past in various ways, in various stages of my life.
How'd that go?
Overall, pretty well. Some moments were very, very hard.
Okay, anything about the pilgrimage jig that you want to refer to?
Yeah, so, well, the pilgrimage jig is about adding meaning to whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, by, and a lot of it's focused on people and who you can meet and how you can connect with people in a different way and how that can add meaning and mystery to things. So, yeah, this summer was a bit of an experiment with that. So, traveling away from the smoke and the heat, or away from a place that I do not feel at home, back towards a place where I have felt at home at various times in my life, and back towards friends, new and old, and conversations that I have not had, and then branching off of those conversations into new conversations with amazing people who are running. Building tiny houses for tiny house communities for homeless people, and talking about how those homeless people are have spontaneously created leadership structures and organizations to support their shared needs, even though they are one of this tremendously disparate, a diverse community, ethnically diverse, economically diverse, but also they're homeless for a variety of reasons. Some of them have lost their job because they were injured. Some of them have mental illness problems. Some of them are fleeing domestic abuse. Some of them or other family problems. Some of them are addicted. But they have one thing in common, and that is homelessness and all of the needs associated with that. So that was a very interesting opportunity to learn from somebody who works with them, those folks every day, and helps them by building communities for them and organizing the rest of the community to help in that process. Businesses and other organizations and individuals to help. And what I really am excited about is going back to Seattle and meeting some of the leaders who have earned the leadership of their little community of homeless people, formerly homeless people, who now have tiny houses, and to learn from them how that happened and how did they earn it and what can we learn from them? What can we learn as business leaders from the homeless people who have spontaneously earned the leadership of their highly diverse community? That to me is an interesting question, and that adds tremendous meaning and richness to that trip. Another example is talking with someone I met at a retreat years ago who I've kept in touch with, and then having a conversation around her efforts to design events in which clinical professionals, doctors, surgeons, nurses, medical technicians come together and share case histories from patients, stories of patients, not to learn about the science, not to learn about the treatment, but only to process their own experience and their own feelings about it. And the amazing connection, the bridging across education levels and earning levels and responsibility levels, and the returning to not only their shared humanity and their shared reaction and empathy to for these patients, but also their shared sense of purpose and their shared experience of loss, which they experience more than most humans do. on a daily basis, and their experience of the incredible connection and humanity and the humility that they have in the face of humans going through really amazing transitions from health to illness or from illness to death, etc. But that this huge, you know, Stanford Children's Hospital that is organizing events for humans, these highly trained humans, to take some time together to just be human together in the middle of all of that machine of treatment and diagnosis and treatment is just beautiful and amazing to me. And it is, that's what the pilgrimage is about, is being open to the mystery and the meaning that can be generated in these conversations. And that's really what the Humane Leadership Conference is about. It's about really intentionally creating opportunities for these kinds of conversations around how do we do this together? Because leadership is this buzzword, but leadership to me is only that thing that two humans will try to do to be more effective when they're trying to do something purposeful together. It's just us trying to be a little bit better than we were yesterday. Together, can we be a little bit better? You know, can 1 + 1 = 3? Leadership is what allows that to happen in many cases. Really good leadership allows that to happen more frequently. And that's what I'm interested in, is that synergistic quality of leadership. And how do we learn? What can we learn from all these experiences that we're having? Some of the experiences are very painful, and some of them are really quite amazing. So that's what my pilgrimage was about, was to begin just in very small and very close at hand kind of ways, people I knew but hadn't talked to about these topics, and just reaching out and then asking them, who else should I meet? And beginning to just engage and start to host those conversations. This is, what's interesting is that, you know, you can go all the way back into, I think it's Plutarch's Lives of the Greek and Roman Nobles. And I was reading, just randomly reading one night, about Lycurgus, who was a Spartan leader, who the king was really not being effective. And so Lycurgus came back, he came back from a trip, and realized, this is not working. We have to do something really different, and we don't really want to, like, overthrow the king. So what am I going to do? And so he just went to those people that he knew. He ended up going to 30 people and just talking to them one-on-one, having conversations, and out of that grew a consensus that started becoming a concentric set of concentric rings, so that when they went to the king and said, hey, king, we would like things to change in this way, I think they actually ended up creating a senate, which was a group of wise people who could advise the king. The king ended up very quickly saying, yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea, because just by going one by one, they had kind of coalesced around some ideas. That's actually what the Humane Leadership is about, and Humane Leadership Conference, and the conversations that it will contain. That's what my pilgrimage was about. Thanks for asking.